You can give us a couple of things. First of all, tomorrow morning we're going to have our annual visit from some students from SAR as they come. So around 10-ish, they'll come and you'll pair up chavrusas and things like that. And then we'll, we do that every year. So I think tomorrow's the day. Baruch Hashem. Packets. Okay. Today we're continuing in Inyanei Birkas HaGomel. So the last time we had a shiur in Birkas HaGomel, we discussed whether somebody can make Birkas HaGomel on behalf of someone else. Meaning, if your friend was saved, could you make Birkas HaGomel? And then if the friend is there, could he answer Amen and Biyotze? Or even if your friend's not there, and you're saying it on behalf of your friend, maybe you could just say it on behalf of your friend. He'll say it on his behalf, but you could also say it. That was the whole discussion. Today, I'd like to discuss another inyan. That's the following. Very often in shuls or yeshivas, they'll make an announcement that anyone who needs to be yotzei Birkas HaGomel should be yotzei with this person. Like a lot of times at the beginning of the Zman, in the yeshiva, everyone's flying back from the States, or back, you know what I mean? So if you hold, you need to say Birkas HaGomel on an airplane flight from New York to Eretz Yisrael, so then a whole bunch of people need to say it. So therefore, so a lot of yeshiva and shuls, one person gets the aliyah, and then they say, okay, anyone needs to say it should be yotzei with this person. So the question is that an acceptable way of doing it or not? So at first glance, you would say, of course, isn't that the regular din of Shomei Ka'ona? That somebody makes Kiddush Friday night and beams Motzi everyone else. So maybe that should be good or no. So it all starts again. Let's go back to that same Gemara Nun Dalam and Beis in Brachos. Rav Yehuda Cholosh v'Ispach. Rav Yehuda got sick and he got better. All the Gabbai Rav Huna Bagdasa, Rav Chana Bagdasa, Rav Chana Bagdasa went to him, Rabbanan. Amrilay, and they said to him, Brich Rachmana Diyahavach Nihalan, thank Ribbono Shel Olam that he gave us to you, meaning that you're still amongst the living, so you're with us. The lo yahavach, and he didn't give you to the dust of the earth, la afra. So amra lahum patrosin yasim lo duye. You have exempted me from making a Birkas HaGomel because you made the bracha, and I answered amen. So that's good. So the Gemara says v'amar abaye. But isn't the halacha is that you're supposed to say it in front of 10 people? So the Gemara answers the havu be'asara, that there were 10 people there. Va'iu lokam moda. But the guy who's really chayiv, he didn't say it. The other person said it. So the Gemara says lo tzarech. The Ani Basrayu Amen. Then he answered Amen. So, there are a lot of different kashas that you can ask in this Gemara. One basic question is that there is a din in the of Shomei Ka'ona, right? Shomei Ka'ona means that one person makes a bracha for everybody. Now, of course, whenever you hear a bracha, you answer amen. Right? Whenever you hear a bracha, you answer amen. But the din of Shomei Ka'ona is not contingent upon you answering amen. As long as you heard the bracha and you kavanah to be yotzei, and the person who made the bracha had kavanah to be motzi you, so that's good enough. So the question is, why does the Gemara say over here that he answered Amen? The only reason he was Yotze is because he answered Amen. Why is it necessary to answer Amen to be Yotze? The din is, Shomei Ka'one, it's just because you heard the bracha. Nothing to do with answering Amen. Good question. It's a good question. So let's see the tour. The what? What? Right, but Lachor, even if you're not.
You
have to have in mind.
Have to be in the same place.
Right. So if you have Kavana of Mashmiya, Kavana Shomeya, that's sufficient. So this is a strange Gemara that says, you know, he didn't say anything. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Va'iulo kamoda. The guy who's really chayev, the guy who got better, he wasn't moda, meaning he didn't say anything. So what's the kasha? The Gemara should answer because he listened, not because he answered amen. Because if you hear a bracha, you yotze because you listen. Now, whenever you hear a bracha, even if you're not being yotze, you should answer amen. It's the right thing to do. If I hear somebody making bar prayer eights, and I have nothing to do with him or his apple, or I'm not eating. But I heard a bracha, it's Amen. But Amen, Lachara, has nothing to do with the fact, the contingency of being me Yotze with the bracha or not.
That's only true when they're saying the same bracha that you would have had to say, or they have the same chiyuv as you, or they have, when everything's exactly the same.
Okay, no.
Here things are a little different.
Why?
The chiyuv of one is not the same chiyuv of the other.
What do you mean?
The other ones are just saying, thank God he's alive, whereas the other guy is saying, thank God I was saved from this sickness. The nusach, they're saying, like what we say when we answer a goma for someone. They're saying,
Baruch
Hashem. The other guy is saying,
okay, so Baruch is saying two.
Amen is like taking it and putting it in my place. It's like taking it and
right. He's saying a very good point. And we'll see who says that. So Baruch Rosenbaum Shlita said two things here. He says, Shomei Ka'ona means if I'm Chayiv in Kiddush and the rest of the people at the table are Chayiv in Kiddush, so I make Kiddush and they're Yotze, that's good enough. But it's the same Kiddush. And it's the same level of chiyuv. But here, first of all, the friends who said the bracha here, there's no chiyuv for them to say a bracha. The chiyuv for sure is not on them. It's on the guy who got better. And they're saying it in a nusach that if he would say it, it wouldn't make any sense. I make kiddush, so you don't say, it's kiilu you said the kiddush. Not shomei ka'ona. But here, if I would say these words, if the guy who got sick and got better said these words, it wouldn't make sense. Because he's saying, thank God that he helped, that you're, you know, it's in second person. Yeah. So maybe only over here you have to answer Amen to be Yotze. Because this guy is not a regular Chiyuv, and he's not saying it in the way that you normally would be Yotze.
No, but it's a bracha that you set up many different situations. But because the actual Nusach is the same, that Amen is validated and made it specific to you.
Right. In other words, here the nusach is a different nusach. The way he's saying it is, thank God that he gave us he gave you to us and not to the earth. So if the person would be saying that himself, he wouldn't say, thank God he gave us to you. He would say, thank God that I'm alive. He would speak from his perspective. The nusach, the way they said it, is from their perspective. So mea ka'ona means you say it the exact same way that the mevarech says it is the way the shomea needs to say it. So the fact that he listens is good enough. But here it's said in a totally different way. Brich rachmana diyavlach lo yavrich la'afra. No. So I'll tell you like this. I mean, we have to see more, but basically, based on what we're saying is, no. Because over there, it's the same nusach. It's the same exact nusach. So, ora, even if you didn't answer amen, you should be yotze. Right? Here, it's a different nusach. They're saying, thank God that he saved you and you're with us and not with the in the earth. So that's the way they're saying it. Now if he would have said it himself, he wouldn't say it that way. He would say, thank God that what?
Alive.
I'm alive. So who says, that's what Mark Rosenbaum is saying, who says that if you're saying it in a different nusach than the guy who needs to be yotzei is saying it, that you can be yotzei. So maybe the chiddush is that what? That if you answer amen, so that makes you as if you in other words, shomei ka'ona would have been good enough over here.
But in this case, the guy is making the bracha in reference to you.
Right. But maybe since the nusach is not a nusach that would be good for you to say, so maybe that wouldn't work out. One second. Let's see who says. So who says this vort that you are mechavin to? So if you take a look. You want to see who says it? Who are you mechavin to, Baruch? Look on page 7 in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I wasn't going to say it right away, but since you were mechavin to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so we're going to see the Rabbi Akiva Eiger right away. Mechavin to the Das HaGedolim. Yeah, look in Shulchan Aruch first. The din is in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei in page 6. In Birich Echad Agoma La'atzmo in his cabin lotte is chaveh v'shama chaveh v'kivin lotte is yatsa afilu b'lo ani asami. Or and Dalit really Dalit, I should have bracketed also. Look in Dalit. Dalit is what we need. In birach achev v'omar v'ruch Hashem v'keinu mel cholom asher g'malech kol tov v'ona amin yatsa v'chein im omar b'rich rachmona malcha d'alma d'hovichlon v'ona amin yatsa. So you have to answer amin like the Gemara says. So look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 7. Ein leil simon reishud gimel siv beiz v'tzorech lomer d'hocha lo shayach shomei ka'one t'hu tzorech lomer b'nuscha acheres t'haynu shigmalani Ela al yidei omen hu kemo shu gam ke mishabech ba'omer hu mode yotza. The reason why he has to answer amen is because the nusach is not a nusach that's really shaykh for him to say. Shomer ka'ona means you say it exactly the way you could have said it yourself. Uvator b'shem merosh kosov atam d'hoch ha'shani davka shem havar chayev gam kem b'brocha zu as shomer b'lo anias amen. V'hoch shem havar chayev chayev b'brocha zu tzorich davka anias amen. Mamish you machavim baruch to both answers of Rebbe Kivega. And the other answer Rebbe Kivega says is because Shomer Ka'one is only if I'm chayiv in Kiddush and you're also chayiv in Kiddush, I can make Kiddush and you can be Yotze. But what? But here, it's what? It's not the case. Here, the guy, yeah, one is a reshus, right, exactly. And one is, what is a chova? Yeah.
People have
the
concept
to
say it's a kavana issue.
What?
A kavana issue. Shemekh on the works with a kavana.
Right.
It's
mashma from
this kavana, this work, that the Tamidim of people did not
have kavana, to be motzi. To be motzi, because then it would have... Oh, so Rabbi Yonasan Talaki is saying maybe a different vort. Maybe the idea of a goymel is only to be motzi somebody, is if you have kavana. Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't have kavana to be motzi him. He was just saying it as a nice gesture. You know, you go to visit someone. He got better. He's saying, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're better." And then the guy has his amen. So he didn't have a mind when he said, "Baruch Hashem, you're better." You know that he's having to be motzi him with his chiv hagoymo. He had a good mind to be say a nice gesture, a nice thing, and then he answered amen. So maybe only over there you answer Amen. You need to answer Amen. Because he wasn't machaving to be what?
Motzi.
To be motzi him.
You have a, someone of a stick deep in the Shulchan Aruch in the says
machaving. Right, Shulchan Aruch.
And Dala doesn't say.
And Dala doesn't say. Okay. So let's see. Oh, so we have three terutzim. Mamish unbelievable. We have three terutzim to this kasha. Well, it's fundamental kasha in the sugya. What do you have to answer Amen? Just listen. So Baruch Rosenbaum said two terutzim. One is the guy wasn't really chayiv, so you can't say Shomer Ka'one. Or he said the wrong nusach, meaning it wasn't the nusach that's shayich to, for the Shomer to say himself. Or what Rabbi Yonasan is saying is that he wasn't mechaving to be moitzi him. Let's see, one second. So let's see inside in the Torah. On page 2. Min birich acher v'omar baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher gmalech kol tov ka'ana amein ratza. The gassin of perek ha'roa Rav Yehuda chala asher ispach al agabi Rav Chana b'ad v'sov rabbanan amelay birich rachamadad yavil chala v'lo yavil chala afra amel hu patrasan milo duyei. So the Torah says, the Tzarech Loimar, she's Kiru Sheimu Malchus. Obviously he said Sheimu Malchus. Because if you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then you can't be Yotze. So he said it with a Sheimu Malchus. Don't you have a Baruch Rachmana Malka? Even if he said it in Aramaic, but he said Rachmana is Hashem, and Malka is Melech, and Alma is Olam. Devlech HaOlam Shavei Kol HaBaruch HaTzvich HaSheimu Malchus. Sikta V'Sha'ana Amen. Pish Adoni Avi Harazal, Afal Gav the Shome Yotze Bishmiya, the law near Samin. So, meaning he's quoted the Rosh asked this Kasha. Before Rebbe Kivega, the Rosh asked the Kasha. So, and Rebbe Kivega is quoting this Rosh. So what do you need Yanni on me? And he says, Hayu Davki Hashem Bevar Chayv Gamke Bebracha. As Yotze Hashem Bebelo Nias on me. Aval Hacha, Kevin Shehem Lo Yu Chayavim Bebracha Zu. But over here, since they're not Chayv, Kach Utsachu La'anos on me. Lo Chashiv Bracha La'atol, Kevin Shehem Lo Nis Chayv Bebo, Shehem Nesnu Sevach. In other words, the question is, what right did he have to make to such a bracha? The answer is, it's a reshus. You can give shevach to Hashem that he saved your friend. Alatov shemazbulehem. But he wasn't chayiv in it. So Mamela, since he wasn't chayiv, so that's why the other guy is not going to be yotzei just by listening. If he answers amen, you know, like the, I think it's, they quote from the Rambam, that only Omein is Kamotzi Shvua Mipiv. And the answer Omein is Mamish, like you said it. So even though the guy wasn't Chayiv, he's not being Motzi you when you answer Omein, because it's better than that. So by Birkas HaGoymel, the guy went to my Birkas HaGoymel, the other guy wasn't Chayiv. He just said it. So therefore, if in order to be Yotze, you have to answer on me. So that's the second teretz that Rabbi Kivega gave. He quoted this Tur B'Shem Harosh. So again, we had the first teretz Rabbi Kivega gave, that the Nusach is not the right Nusach from the perspective of the Shomea. Or that he's not really Chayiv. Or, like Rabbi Yonah Satelik, he says that what? That he wasn't Mechavi. Yeah. Yeah. No, so that whole discussion that we had in that last year is he allowed to say it? We didn't necessarily say that he's chayef to say it. The question is, is he allowed to say it? Well, or is it a bracha levatola?
We said once he's allowed to say it, and he's being mishabeach, I thought it was wrong for the recovery of his friend,
right.
And his friend similarly recovered. So if the friend would also open that, he's going to the friend's chiyuv as well.
Right.
And it's not a bracha levatola.
Right.
So why do we have to come on this discussion?
No, because we never said, no one ever said that the friend is chayiv to say it when his friend is saved. The person who saves is chayiv to say it. But the friend is not chayiv to say it. The question is he allowed to say it? Or is that a bracha la'atola? So from this Gemara, you see that l'chora, he's allowed to say it. And the chiddush is, once he's allowed to say it, and the guy who's really chayiv answers amen, then he's yotzei. Well, the first teretz is also a valid teretz. The first teretz could also be a valid teretz, but this teretz is just saying that since he that he's allowed to say it. Once he's allowed to say it, the answer amen. It's not so poshut. This teretz is not so poshut either, because one katayna that it's afal pikein. Who says just because you're allowed to say it, that's good enough for me to answer amen to? I can answer amen, but who says I can be yotzei? Maybe even when I answer amen, at least the heftza of bracha has to be a chiyuv. So the chiddush is that even though the bracha wasn't said by a person who's mechayiv to say it, but if I answer amen, that gives me the same status. So. Oh, so we didn't. Let's see the Beis Yosef. We didn't see yet this idea in this inside. Let's look inside. Mashkoz Pirush Adoni Avi Avol Gav Dushamei Yotzei B'Shmiyah B'Loni Asamein Lo Mitzosiv Tzokov. He says that he doesn't see where the Rosh really said this. The Efshesh HaKosov came with Tosfosov. Maybe he said it in the Tosus HaRosh. Or Sha'omar Kain Alpeh. Or maybe he said it orally. In other words, he says he's quoting a Rosh. The Torah is the Rosh's son. And he doesn't see where the Rosh ever said such a thing. So he says maybe it's not in the regular Rosh, maybe it's in the Tosus HaRosh. Or maybe he just said it Alpeh. Lam Rabbeinu Sham Shim Echad Haya Chayv L'Rach HaGomel B'rech La'atzmo B'Sham Ma'acher Kikim Elot says Bo Yotze B'lo Ani Asamin Chayv L'Rach HaGomel B'rech La'atzmo B'Sham Ma'acher Kikim Elot says Bo Yotze B'lo Ani Asamin Chayv L'Rach HaGomel B'rech La'atzmo He came in Lot says, Asi command Omer mitzvah srichas kavana. Ufidai to hachanam yivim shavvay chavim lo tzirik. That means, so per rau bez, vim amona ain srichim kavana lo bim shachavim lo tzis. Because of Rabbi Yonu, hai uvdu amad mikam shim yish. So, so what is he saying? He's saying that that maybe this is totally on whether the mitzvah strichas kavan or not. One second. Because if you hold mitzvah strichas kavan, so then you have to have kavan. But he doesn't say exactly what Yonas and Talaki says, that he wasn't mechavin. He says that if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then taka he had to be mechavin. If you mitzvah lo tzrichas kavana, then even if not. In other words, the fact that he answers amen, that's because the guy wasn't a bar chiyuva. So yes, the answer amen. But what about the fact that he wasn't mechaving? So he says, well, in a chanami, if you hold it mitzvah sikhavana, then you have to say that he taka was mechaving. And if you hold mitzvah ain't sikhavana, then even if he wasn't mechaving. So he's saying that there was he's saying to Rav Yonas and Talaki that the Amen, that's because he wasn't a Bachiyuva. But what about Kavana Lotzeis? So he says Kavana Lotzeis is only Lamandoma Mitzvah Svichas Kavana. But if you hold Mitzvah Zain Svichas Kavana, then you don't need Kavana Lotzeis. So if you have mitzvah sichas kavana, then you have to explain pshat in this gemara that he was mechavin. If mitzvah ain't sichas kavana, then even if he wasn't mechavin, but why does he have to answer amen? The answer amen is because the fellow who said the bracha wasn't a bar chiyuva. So Shlosh, to answer your question, what the Beis Yosef is saying is that. This idea that you have to have in mind to be motzi is only if you hold mitzvah svichas kavana. If you hold mitzvah ain't svichas kavana, then even if you don't have in mind. If you hold mitzvah ain't svichas kavana.
So neither of them have in mind.
Right.
What do you say? Does that mean even if the guy is mechavi not to be
motzi,
Dafka does not
want
to be you?
It could be that doesn't matter. I mean, this is a discussion. Oh. So let's take a look now in the Meiri. On page 3. Says the Meiri, Echad me'eva tzrichim l'hodo Shabbat, echad me'chaveir v'etzlo b'maban asara. But somebody had a chiyuv to make brikas agomel, and his friend came, and there was 10 people in the room, and he made a bracha that on his friend. One friend made it on the other friend. Thank God you're alive. Baruch Hashem that you're alive. Hein benusach haniskan lakach. Whether he said it with the regular nusach of Hagomel Chayim Tovas, or he made up his own nusach, like he said, you know, Baruch Hashem, Mokir Melchalom, thank God you're alive. Hein benusach hacher, kigon sheomar Baruch Shech Sirech lalu l'sholom, b'rich rechabot ad yavi l'cholom lo yavik l'afra, o kayotzi b'zeh, v'la ana amein, niftahu b'kach, v'ein tzorich od l'hodos. V'hu mevarach b'shvil atzmo, v'on ezechar, v'on amein l'chavon az atzmo. But what if a person makes a Birkas HaGomel for himself and he's not machaving for the other person, and the other person listens and answers Amen? She says, Nirli she'enu niftar b'kach. Because there he wasn't machaving to be motzi him, even though he used the regular nusach. V'yesh potrim af b'zum. V'ein nirli. So he says, now the question is, what does he mean here? Does he mean that a person made a bracha on his own sickness and the other guy was also sick? So could he be Yosei? So Miri has two opinions and he thinks that not. Now why is that? Is that because he wasn't mechavim for the other guy? Well, no, because maybe hodah means that you have to be moda. So, if I'm being moda on this choli, that's not the same as the other guy's choli. Each guy had their own sickness, so each sickness requires its own hodah. So maybe bechlal you don't say shomei ka'ona by brikas hagomel. Ooh. And maybe it only works if what? If you're saying it for the other guy. In other words, I'm saying to the guy, thank God he saved you. And then the guy says, Amen. So then he was saying about his choli. But if he doesn't say that, then what? Then maybe it doesn't work. So this would be a big question on this would be a big question or what? On what people do in the shul when they have Birkas HaGomel for everybody. No, but I'm saying it could be it doesn't matter, because maybe the Meiri is saying that you didn't have in mind, not that you didn't have in mind, that your bracha was on your choli. Now, it could be that the Miri means that he didn't have in mind, but if he didn't have in mind, it would be good. Because the way it says in Shulchan Aruch is you can be motzi. If you look at Shulchan Aruch... What? Maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah, one second. I mean, the Miri... It's not clear from the Miri.
Yes, question.
The Miri is saying he's making it on his own. He could learn Pshat and the Miri is only thinking about itself. What you could say the Pshat is that.
Yeah,
one second. The Shulchan Aruch didn't have the Miri. He had one part of the Miri. The Miri is a 20-volume set, So the Shulchan Aruch had maybe 10 pages of those 20 volumes. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Hay says in Birach Achrei Hagom Malatzim was Chavin Lotzi as Chaveru V'Shomer Chaveru V'Kivin Lotzi as Bot Yotza. So the Shulchan Aruch says Beferi she can be Yotza. Oh, one second. No, but his plane ride is not his plane ride. The Yeshua that you had for this plane is a different Yeshua. Maybe if you were in the same plane, maybe you could say that. But every plane had a special siyata d'shmaya that the plane came in good and the boat came in good. So just like this guy's sickness is not the same as this guy's sickness. One second. Take a look for a second in the Bechor Shor on page 5. Look at that. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash Patratan Yossi Meaduyei Adani Masoi Omein. Okay, Hiksha HaRif. It's not the same riff. You know, there's a riff, the riff of Alfasi, and then there's the riff on the Ein Yaakov, or Yoshia Pinto. So, this could be the one on the Ein Yaakov, perhaps. Hiksha HaRif, Heich Tolei HaKusha Mikoch the boy. First word on the line is Lashona. Let's start from there. It means that the Hadam mean the Shomeka Ona, Mikomokom, Lavka Ona Mamish. Back to Shome Yotze Ona, right? Shomeka Ona means Yotze. Kosher came, he was a head of the Vadi, the cast of Mishal Vadi, where Rambam, Ferkal Hills Brochus. So he says that what's the Gemara's kasha that you need asara? Why is that? Why is that so important? He says because when Shomei Ka'one, it's not, and this Rav Abadi explained to me, it's not considered Bifnei Asar. That's why he has to answer Ome. Meaning, the point being, and this Rav Abadi said to me, that perhaps the whole notion of Shomei Ka'one doesn't apply to Birkas HaGomel. If you hold a Birkas HaGomel has to be Bifnei Asara, that means you have to give Hodah to Hashem Bifnei Asara. So if you're just listening to someone else say the Bracha, so that's not considered giving Hodah Bifnei Asara. You see, Kiddush is a private thing. Kiddush, I just have to make Kiddush for myself. So if you make Kiddush, I listen, it's fine. But if I'm supposed to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bifnei Asara, so then, and I'm just listening, maybe that doesn't work. Because that's not called what? Bifnei Asara. Right. So the Kiddush of the Gemara is, well, when he answers Amen, so he's Meshabech Hashem Bifnei Asara. So that's why it works in this case. But Rav Abadi said he doesn't think that it works. What they do in the shuls, he doesn't think is good. What they do in the shuls is they have one person make, when the yeshiva is, one person makes a Birkas HaGomel for like 10, say you have a yeshiva of 150 people. And 10 people just came back from New York after Pesach to have Kayetzman. And they came back. So instead of having 10 people bench a gomel, one person gets up after the aliyah and he makes a gomel. And he said, anyone who wants a biyotze, biyotze. So it's not nikar that they're being mishabeach b'fnei asara, because they're just listening. And even if they're answering amen, it's not nikar to the asara that this guy's being moideh b'fnei asara. See, the case in the Gemara was there was just two people there. One person was saying to the other person, oh, thank God you're well. So the other 10 people were witnessing it. So when he says, oh, amen, so it was clear that he's Meshabeach Bifnei Asara. But if you just have a yeshiva full of people and one person gets up, then Rav Abadi told me he didn't think that you Mekayim the Inyan of Bifnei Asara. And the case of the Gemara and the case of the Shulchan Aruch is where it's nikur who the guy is, that one person is being motzi the other person. So it's clear this is the people on stage, so to speak. And then the rest of the shul is answering, so it's nikur who it is. So the chiddush is, even if you didn't say it, someone said it for you. But if the people who are being motzi are unknown entities and it's not Nikar, so maybe that's lacking Bifnei Asara. So that's what Rav Abadi told me. He thought that there is an opinion, we'll see, that you don't need Bifnei Asara. So if you hold you don't need Bifnei Asara, so then it'll work. But if you hold you need Bifnei Asara, he felt that this is not called Bifnei Asara. And therefore, Rav Abadi told me he didn't like the practice that they do, that one person is motzi a bunch of people of unknown entities. Yeah, so he says, if you hold, you don't need Bifnei Asara.
If you hold Bifnei Asara, there's two parts of this. Bifnei Asara, the fact of just saying thank you, you go to that part.
Yeah, in other words, there's a chiv, but if you hold, you need Bifnei Asara, maybe this is not called Bifnei Asara, because Bifnei Asara should mean, as Rav Abadi said to me, that it should be Nikar, that it. That this person is being moideh b'fnei asara. Yeah, Baruch.
But what about the response? The response is not a name, it's Mishum Kotov Bal Yosel. It's a statement of Rabbi Yehudu.
No.
That changes it. If it was simply a name, then that makes sense. But this seems to be a statement where they're making a statement that this is the God who saves. As the same one wanted eating an apple, let's say this is the God who creates fruit from trees. Doesn't that change it from a simple amen to something of a higher level where they might be guilty?
I don't understand the difference.
This seems to be a declaration of this is Hashem who saves. Even though he's not saying this is Hashem who saves me, many brothers that we make just reference God as the God who does this. Like the God who creates, the God who brings bread from the ground, not the God who brings bread for me from the ground, or not the God who makes fruit for me, but the God who makes fruit, the God who saves.
Yeah, so what are you there for?
So wouldn't that allow the Rebbe Shul to be better? So doesn't this kind of save the practice in the shul? Because then the other people who are being Yotze are also making a public declaration of Hashem is the one who saves, and we will continue to save.
Right, but a person has his own chiyuv.
So even including those 10 people who just got off the planes from Europe. Aren't they covered by that?
Well, that's the question. Is that called being mode b'fnei asara when it's when you're just one person? No, Mishak Lachal Tov is not part of the chiyuv. That's
why doesn't that count?
That's not the bracha. That's not the bracha.
But
that's not the bracha.
How important is the exact syntax of the bracha?
Well, you need a Shema Malchus. You don't need the exact syntax you see from the Gemara, but you need a Okeinu Melech Haolam.
Let me say the kind of opposite way. If someone says, since the sequel says, Amen Shemitzu Zala, if we sit here seeing people who say Amen, just Amen, without the rest, they won't say the rest. Because they're part of the one who feels it doesn't make sense. Then, if that's the case, then they're, by definition, they could. You might sit there and say that they are nicker, and if you have 10 people nicker, then they're.
It's hard to know because Mishak Malchut Tov, you know, that's.
Yeah, that shows that they're being. The whole problem that you're that could separate it would be a difference of people, whether or not 10 people notice it. That's to be determined.
Right, but that's not so nicker either. Who's saying Mishak Malchut?
Depends how loud you say it.
Okay.
Near so but it's like more Rishonim Achronim, but in that concept that when it comes to Odas and saying thank you, it has to be done upon your own.
Baruch Rosenbaum was just quoting the Avudraham. The Rav David Avudraham is one of the Rishonim, says, listen carefully, not in the packet, not in the packet. Okay, maybe in a different packet, but not in this packet. Rav David Avudraham says the reason why there's a minhag to do modim derabbanan, that everyone says their own modim, is because when it goes to Hodah, you have to give, you can't be Yotze Hodah with a proxy. You have to have your own thanks. You give thanks, you got to give your own. Somebody does your chesed, you pick up the phone yourself. You do your own Hodah. Avudram is very chosh of a sefer, you should know. If you don't have it, you should get it. It's a parish on the tefillah with halachas, and it's in our chaim. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch all the time. The Avudraham. So in the Avudraham, he says this word.
So you would say that Gomel no way shall not go in. And they like the Meiri. Like I want the Meiri whole.
Maybe. Now Rabbi Shibble mentioned the question: what if you had different things? One guy was Yorda Hayam, one guy was Cholish and Esrape. So this discussion is in the Sefer Orli Yesharim. On page 8, 9, 10. Take a look on page 8. It's a an old sefer. It's quoted in the I don't know who he was exactly, but it's a kadma, not a rishon, achron. Achron, the poskim I believe quote it. Who was the one who quotes it? One of them quotes it, either Rabbi Kiveger or the Prima Godim, one of them quotes of the Orli Yesharim. So let's see what he says. Look on the end of page 8, the left side towards the bottom. I didn't put an arrow there, but last word in the line is the Hakavana. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. On the left side of page 8, on the left, yeah. Hakavana, Shim Ruven Yarad Liyam, Va'ola. Ruven went to the Yam, and he was okay. Vifrish Toda, Vigam Hu Batzma Cholov and Isrape. And the same person who took, successfully had his boat trip also got better from Choli. So he was mafrish two korbanos. One for the Yam, and one for what? For the Choli. So one designated for the Yam, one is designated for the Choli. But when it was shechted, the one that was designated with Yam was shechted l'shem refuah. And vice versa. So does that pass on? He says that's fine because it's all shlomim di day. It's all his korban. So what that he shechted the wrong one for the wrong purpose? It's all his stuff. One second. It's all his stuff. So, but then he says, Me'ata, on page 9, paragraph begins, Me'ata, yesh lodun, hechesham bevarach berach al shlom of the day, don't sha'ola min hayam, that somebody made a Birkas HaGomel for Olam HaYam, and the person who was listening was the Cholash and Esraper. He came and says, V'lo Ana Amin. So he was keeping late, says, V'lo Ana Amin. Im Yotze Yidei Chuvasu B'Kavanosu, Timavei V'Toda Al Niso, Sha'olam HaYam, Shu, Nedov V'Lachov, V'Mishit V'Kal V'Shem Refuah, Lavi Shlom of Didei, L'Hurtzen, the Shlom of Didei Bidin. So that's a shaila, because that's it's a different thing. His Yeshua was not his Yeshua. Right. So he's Vadovar Tzarchli Talmud Kais. He leaves his Tzarchim. He's not sure.
But from him, you see that if he said Amen, that it's Vada Yotzer.
Right. So if you take a look in the Avnei Nezer, so he has a discussion on page 14. He quotes the Torah. Who makes that chiluk between, right, the original question we started today, why do you have to answer Amen? So Rabbi Kivega gave two terutz. One terutz is because it's a different nusach, and the other terutz he gave is because he's not a Bar-Chiyuv. He wants to bring a riot to the rush. He says, nearly os gimel. No chachal dibe rush, mi sidra kushas begmar. Chila maksha, alo havi asara, mishani da havi asara. Ado maksha, iu lomoga. Mishani doni ome. Whereas, how come the Gemara asked about asara before it, what were the two questions the Gemara asked? How did, he said, brichach mar, you have a chlon, you have a achra. First question, the Gemara says, there was no Asara. The Gemara answers, there was Asara. Then the Gemara asks, Iu lo moda. So the answer is, he was. Why did the Gemara ask the Asara case before it answered the Iu lo moda? The Iu lo moda is more germane, is more fundamental. That he didn't, how could you say that that's a Birkas Hodah, like the Avudram says? He wasn't moda, Iu lo moda. Why did the Gemara ask the Kasha of Asara first?
So he says like this. Yotzer Rav Yehuda afil b'lo niyasamim. Ach, amad b'shani d'hava asara shapir maksha. Yiner anach b'dor shosov, chosov d'yorda yam afsha rabim heim, enim yicholim l'varach at shiyu asara l'vad mididhu. Kalim b'alei ha-neis, enim ha-midim, fize im ha-dinim b'chui l'varach al neis rabo, kimo al neis atzmo, chosov gimu nasalim ha-neis rabim hivri, m'keir ha-talmidim ha-malim lo yolum min ha-midim, nechshovim heim b'alei ha-neis. In other words, right, we saw that the Beis Yosef learned pshat that maybe this whole sugya is only because they were talmidim. Then there is Bach. The Bach says you can, from this Gemara, as you see, you can make a bracha on anybody. And the Beis Yosef says no, you can only make it on your Rebbe, because your Rebbe, then maybe there's a chova to make it for your Rebbe. Then you consider a bar chiyuva. So that's considered a nes was done for you. Because your Rebbe is like it was done for you. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Mamanovshach. If they're Mechuyav, so there's no, you don't have Asara. Because Asara means that the person who's Mechuyav doesn't count to that Asara. That's what the Gemara is saying. So there was no Asara. They knew that there were Asara, but maybe, how do you count the Asara? Do those friends count towards, the Talmidim count towards the Asara? Manushah. If they're Mechuyovim, there's no Asara. That's what the Gemara meant to say. And if they're Potter, so how does it work? Iu lo moda. So the Gemara answers Lola Pturim. So if the Potter, that means therefore they count towards the Asara. And the Anu Basrai Amen, because they're Pturim, so therefore that's why you have to Anu Basrai Amen.
That's the right of the Rosh.
Because that's what the Rosh learns Pshat in the Gemara. That's the reason why they had it. It's a brilliant Pshat what the Avnei Nezer said now. Because what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking two kashas. There was no ten, and he didn't moda. So basically, he says the kasha is one yisod. What's pshat in these talmidim? Are the talmidim chayiv themselves, right? Or is it pshat that they're not chayiv but they're still doing it, and the Rebbe could answer and be yotze with their bracha? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Manavshach. If they're chayiv themselves, there's no asara. What do you mean there's no asara? The Gemara is asking, there was no asara. The Gemara says there was asara. I don't know, what kind of question is it? Was there asara? Was there asara? The Gemara says there's no asara. The Gemara says there was asara. Was there asara? Was there not asara? So the Amnei Nezer says there was asara if you count the Talmidim. So if the Talmidim, that's what the Gemara says, if the Talmidim are chayiv, then they don't count towards the asara, because you need bifnei asara that are not chayiv, who are spectators. So if they're chayiv, there's no asara, and if they're not chayiv, then how are they motzi the other guy? Ha'iyu l'moda. So the Gemara answers ani basray omein means that la'olam, they're not chayiv, and that's what the Rosh says. But you're not chayiv, then the other guy has to answer amen. And therefore, that's why there was asara, because they now count towards the asara. No, the Rosh didn't say kavana. The Rosh said because of not bar chiyuva. We didn't say anywhere who said the answer of kavana. We just saw within the Beis Yosef that chiluk. Think about it. This is a brilliant Rabbi Kivega, how he learned pshat in the Gemara. Now it's a not Rabbi Kivei, Avni Nezer. It's a brilliant priest. I have to go now. I have to be at a simcha now, so I'm going to end now. Maybe we'll continue with this pack next time. To I don't know. I think we totally finished it. So we'll see. We'll go to the next one. Next Sunday, Bezer Hashem, I have a chasana, so we won't out of town. I don't think we'll have. Okay, but. It's Tao Bezrashim, yeah.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out.